Good morning and happy Easter here at Northview Church of the Brethren. Thank you for joining us this morning. And for announcements today, after service, there will be no Sunday school. Here, you're released then to go to lunch, go to your families, wherever. The Egolf and Jones group will be going to Shapiro's, and people are welcome to join them in there. Also, Rob is off this week, so if you have a need, please contact your deacon during the week. And the only other announcement I have is the Going Greener Challenge. This is a challenge to, if you're going somewhere, to try walking, biking, riding the bus, combining errands, carpooling, or any other way to reduce your carbon footprint while you're doing transportation things. There are some cards in the back there. If you have questions, see Ramona, Nancy V, or Nina. Were there any other announcements that need made this morning? If not, welcome and let us prepare for worship. Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
But what does that even mean?
That God is bigger than we have imagined.
That the divine presence can't be limited to a single body.
That Christ's history is not a one-time event.
That the love of God exceeds any human borders.
That God is united with us in Christ.
So what does it mean?
That Christ's story does not end.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Would you pray with me? Resurrecting God, in Christ you exceed the limits of time and space, and yet you are as close to us as our next breath. And today we celebrate that mystery. Just as Christ transcended the limits of physical death, you meet us in that transcendence, breaching the distance to reach into our world with your joy and peace and presence. Meet us here this morning with a resurrection faith that reminds us of your promise that you have woven us into the tapestry of your story and united with us in our world today. In the name of the resurrected Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Mary. How are you this morning?
I'll feel better once we take care of Jesus' body.
Do you have the spices?
Yes, right here.
Perfect. I have the nard.
Let's get going then. The sun is dawning.
Yes, the sun is almost up.
Wake up, Joe. The sun is rising, so my shift is up.
Was there any action during the night?
Nothing but crickets.
Today's finally our last day.
Yep, they said it was a 3-day assignment.
There's been nothing going on here these past 2 days.
I like the quiet. Makes it easy to nap.
Join me.
There are the guards.
I can't believe that the temple leaders thought someone might try to steal Jesus' body.
Do you think they'll help us open the tomb?
I think they'll have to. Joseph had to work pretty hard to roll that huge stone in front of it.
Why didn't Joseph come with us this morning?
What's happening?
It's an earthquake.
It's lightning.
Wait, there. Do you see what I see? That bright white light.
What is it?
An angel?
An angel rolling back the stone. Do you see this, Mary?
Yeah. Do you see the angel sitting right on top of the stone?
Yes. How beautiful.
What happened with the guards?
They're frozen stiff.
Are they alive?
I think so. Just paralyzed.
Do not be afraid. I know you're here looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for he's been raised. As he said, come see the place where he lay, then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is indeed going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.
Oh, Mary, he's not here.
He's risen indeed. Greetings.
Oh, Jesus, it's you.
Teacher.
Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There, they'll see me.
Yes, let's go and spread the word, the good news that Christ our Lord has risen today.
And the children may come forward for the children's story.
Good morning.
Morning.
Everybody knows what Sunday this is, right? Salome, what Sunday is this?
Easter.
What's your name?
Easter Bunny.
This is your day, Esther. This is your day. You have two special days. Birthday and Easter.
All right, buddy. Okay.
Esther.
Easter. Easter.
Hello, Easter.
Easter.
All right, so, do you guys, did anyone come here for Monday, Thursday for Love Feast? Who was here on Thursday? So you were here on Thursday? Yeah. Esther, were you here on Thursday?
No.
Okay. So, on Monday, Thursday, yes, we were talking about the reason we get together is because we all have a dinner together, because what Jesus did was all had a dinner with his disciples before he was going to die on the cross. Do you guys remember that?
No, he's dying right now.
He's come back to life today. This is what we're celebrating today.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that past Friday. Yeah,
yeah.
The Friday is when he died.
Okay. So at that feast, he said, probably before that. He said, I'm going
to die.
Yes. Thank you.
He said that he was going to die and come back in 3 days. All right, who thinks the disciples believed him?
No.
What if
yeah.
What if I told you I was going to die in 3 days and come back in 3 days? Would you believe me?
No.
Yes.
I believe you.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't believe me at all. So, a lot of things that Jesus said. So this part of the Bible is the New Testament, and this talks about things that Jesus said almost 2,000 years ago, and I'm pretty sure I don't understand all of what he said. Do you think everybody out there knows everything that Jesus talked about 2,000 years ago? I know.
He could have talked about something about minions and no one noticed.
He talked about a lot of things, and we have no, we try to have ideas, but how are we going to know exactly what he said? But we're still trying to figure it out, and that's okay. And we may never figure out the whole thing, but that's what makes it awesome. So, what if I told you that this, what is this stuff right here? Does anybody know?
Sand.
It's not. It's bacteria. Yep. So what if I told you that I wanted you to take this bacteria home, and I wanted you to feed it a little warm water and some honey and maybe some flour? Do you think that'd be a good idea?
No.
Yeah.
Bacteria, what the heck?
Because it's going to grow and it's going to get bigger.
And it's going to make you sick?
No. It's going to make some nice, tasty bread. This is yeast. Yeast is a bacteria that whenever you feed it nice warm water and some sugar and some honey, it makes a wonderful bread. So sometimes, even though we don't understand how this dead little bacteria thing can make something awesome in 3 days, sometimes we're surprised by the wonderful things that can happen. So even though we may not know what's coming, we need to trust that God will help us through and give us nice, tasty sweetbread. God will help us through, and he'll be with us, and we can try to figure out what he said almost 2,000 years ago. So I have some bread here to remind you of what that tasty bacteria... We're just giving some out for today. I did try to prepare her. Obviously, it was not enough preparation. But it's to remind you how wonderful things God makes that can make in 3 days.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take three.
Hold on. Let me say a little prayer, and then I'll hand it out, okay?
I'll take three.
All right. Will you bow your heads? Dear God, thank you so much that you sent your son Jesus to try to teach us your ways. Help us to learn more each and every day, and that sometimes your special gifts, we may not understand what they are now, but that you will bring wonderful things and great things to us. Amen.
Our text for this morning comes from the... I just opened this up and Justin Knapp. Do any of you remember Justin? Great big heavy guy. Preached here once. He sent me a text. Happy Easter. How about that? How about that? Haven't seen Justin in years. So our text for today comes from the Gospel of Luke. If you'd like to follow along in your pew Bible, you can do that on page 90 in the New Testament, starting right off at the top of the page. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter, looking in, he saw the linen, got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in, he saw the linen clothes by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. So, show of hands, who's heard this story before? Right, so most of us have heard this, and if you've probably been to church more than once or twice, you've probably heard it, because if you only went once or twice, it was probably for one of the reruns anyway, Christmas and Easter, right? So you've probably heard it. Now, maybe you haven't heard it from this gospel, but you've probably heard it from one of the gospels. Now, in Mark's gospel,
The resurrection story begins by saying, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome brought spices so they could anoint his body. In Matthew's gospel, we read, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to see the tomb. And in John's retelling of the story, we find early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. However, I especially love how the resurrection narrative in Luke begins. First, though, we need to remember what happened up to this point, in case you weren't here last week, right? Jesus is convicted as an insurrectionist. He's crucified on a Roman torture device, and his body is handed over to a concerned Jew who wraps the body in linen and places it in a tomb that has never been used. And the last verse of chapter 23, we started at chapter 24, 1, right? So the last verse of chapter 23 reads, on the Sabbath day they rested according to the commandment. End of story, right? The hopes and dreams of his followers have been quashed. The kingdom that they had just begun to catch a glimpse of has now vanished into thin air. The religious hierarchy is once again victorious in remaining in control. And the powers that be had succeeded in suppressing yet another uprising. And then the 24th chapter comes in with what just might be the most important word in the entire Bible. This resounding, hope-filled, possibility-brimming, potential-laden, permeated with promise, but. On the Sabbath day they rested according to the commandment, but. Jesus was crucified, wrapped in grave clothes, laid in a tomb, but. Now, in the entirety of the text that I read for you this morning, the word normally translated but appears a total of 9 times. But in a couple places, it's left untranslated, as in verse 2, which you wouldn't have recognized anyway, but it was left untranslated. So here's how Luke's resurrection narrative really begins. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb taking spices they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. When we say but, it's often an opposition of something else, right? This is what I thought, but then we discovered it was something else. I was going to do this, but I decided to do something different. Jesus was dead, his body placed in a tomb, but then the tomb was empty. But declares that the story is not complete, that what was is no longer what is. But brings to light that the world as it has been believed is no longer the way it was thought to have been. And but reveals the boundaries by which we believed God operates have once again been permeated by God's life-giving love. But that's not all. because "but" translates to us today. I thought I was hopelessly lost, but I thought this was all that life is, but we thought the story ended, but Jesus continues to call us into being with him. Richard Rohr uses the phrase "Christ mystery" to talk about the resurrection. And in doing so, he insists that it's not a one-time event, but an ongoing process throughout all of time. He says it's as constant as the light that fills the universe. Now, if we think about it this way, if we think about resurrection this way, then it becomes, like our "but," a constant contradiction to what we thought we knew, or how we thought we understood God in relation to Christ and in relation to us. It's an ongoing, unfolding mystery of God's love. And in this way, the Christ mystery is always offering us something new. It's always revealing new truths to us. And it's always bringing new life in the face of our perceived ends. "But" also means I'm not quite done yet. But I'm close. Bear with me. Luke tells us that when the women arrive at the tomb and find the body missing, two men in dazzling white clothes suddenly appear beside them, and the women fall to the ground terrified. But the men go on to remind the women what Jesus had said, that he must be handed over, that he must be crucified, and on the third day he would rise again. Now, I'm sure you all remember from last year that the word "rise" in Greek is anastasis, right? You remember that from last year. I knew you would. And while it's often used to describe resurrection, it really means to rise up or an uprising. And this is important because here's where I'm convinced that Western Christianity has gotten it wrong by promoting the theology of a merit-based individual salvation. Eastern Christianity embraces an awareness that anastasis as resurrection is actually a corporate reality, meaning that we either rise up together or we remain entombed in death and decay together. So we might say that my "but" depends on your "but," and our collective "buts" are the continuation of the resurrection story. Do you need me to say that again? Yeah. You get that? My "but," B-U-T, depends on your "but," B-U-T, and our collective "buts," B-U-T-S, are the continuation of the resurrection story. "But" turns everything we thought we knew upside down. "But" offers us an entirely new perspective on God's activity in our world. "But" means the end is only the beginning. And "but" means that Jesus continues to live on in us and through us even today. Amen. So as you return to the world beyond these walls, take your resurrection "buts" with you to remind you that with Jesus and with the God that we trust and love, there is no end, but always new beginnings. Amen.